From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. The Iraqi government's campaign against the militia of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has now reached into the world of music. The government recently imposed a ban on distributing and even playing in public a genre of war songs that praise the Shiite militia. NPR's Ivan Watson has the story of that music from Baghdad.
Four Shiite militiamen in a white pickup truck drive through the battle-scarred streets of Baghdad's Sadr City, blaring distorted music from loudspeakers. They're playing one of scores of warlike anthems, which have effectively become the soundtrack for Muqtada Sadr's Mahdi army. This month, the Iraqi government banned this kind of music. Iraqi officials say songs like this one promote terrorism. The song's title is I Am the IED, meaning improvised explosive device. It's basically an up-tempo version of a traditional Iraqi Shiite religious chant, but instead of praising Shiite saints, it glorifies roadside bombs. The video of I Am the IED features a bearded young man who smiles and dances as he chants lyrics like, "If an armored vehicle passes, I will blow it up. If I get thirsty, I will drink blood from a Hummer." The cheerful, lip-synced performance runs over a violent backdrop of insurgent video clips, which show American Humvees and tanks exploding while driving over Iraq's deadly, heavily mined roads. Songs like this have become a pop culture phenomenon in Iraq, especially now among young Shiite men. Until the ban, many taxi and bus drivers played the pro-Sadr songs as they ferried their passengers around the city. But the ban is now driving this music underground. A CD salesman named Ali now hides his stock of Sadrist songs in a box under the table of his stall in a Baghdad market. If he trusts you, he'll sell you the latest album for the equivalent of a dollar. Ali says several new songs were released after the Iraqi government launched a crackdown on Sadr's fighters in Basra last March. These are patriotic songs, he says, adding, many people use them as ringtones on their cell phones. One of the most notorious Sadrist singers is Ali Delfi, whose hit single, Taste the IED, has even been heard playing at Sunni Muslim wedding parties. Taste the noble IED, taste it, goes the chorus. Describe it to Bush and his slaves, Delfi then sings, and tell him his army and threats will burn like a house of reeds. In person, Delfi is a slender and polite 26-year-old, hardly what you'd expect from the firebrand who sings, quote, "Taste my bomb and feel its pain."
Does a song that says, "Taste the IED," encourage people to plant bombs?
Only against the occupation. I don't think those who listen to me would plant IEDs. There are special people who plant IEDs. Ordinary people do not make these bombs.
Delfi insists he's trying to inspire resistance against what he calls an unjust U.S. military occupation, not against the Iraqi government, whose soldiers have also been fighting the Mahdi army. Delfi says sometimes battles rage and people get shot outside while he records in his small studio, running on power from a small generator. This is where the singer performs an a cappella version of his favorite song. We dare anyone to enter Sadr's city, he sings. The men are heroes here, confronting tanks with their bare chests. When reading translations of these chants, it's hard not to draw parallels to the aggressive, testosterone-driven lyrics of some American rap songs. The chorus of this song goes, "We are the sons of Sadr, they know us very well. Don't mess with us, we're sharp as swords." A spokesman for the Iraqi government says these songs promote violence, sectarianism, and rebellion against the elected government. He says anyone caught playing them will be arrested and charged with inciting terrorism. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Baghdad.
And you can see excerpts from music videos by some of these pro-solder singers at npr.org.